whenever I'm writing a fiction book, I just get into the character and then I flow with the character. So it's like I'm living the character's life. For a book, I usually come up with an idea first. There is a concept, and after the concept is developed, I create an outline which is like a tentative outline. So my core idea is fixed. That's based on my experience, my understanding of the world. And after that, when I start converting those that outline into the chapters, then I realize that there is some information that I need to support my arguments. Maybe I need some stories, facts, theories, explanations. Then I start researching. The process of ideation is the most important. If it is not crisp, then you will keep writing forever and your work will never be finished. If you have a real reason, don't write the books just to sell. Write a book that is really close to your heart.
Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Power of Passion. I'm Nivedita, the host for this show. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. As you know, in this podcast, I interview the inspiring personalities who follow their passion in order to help you to find your passion and live it with a purpose and lead a meaningful life. Today, we have with us Pooja Dubey. She is a B2B branding consultant, content creator, writing coach, and the founder of Global Writers Academy. She is the author of several short stories published in anthologies and 3 self-help books and 1 upcoming book, Grow Up or Go Psycho. So without further ado, let's welcome Pooja and get to know all about her writing. Hi, Pooja.
Hi, Nivi. Thank you very much for calling me here. I am really glad.
I'm super excited to have you on my podcast. Thank you so much for coming and making it happen. Okay, so I have a lot of questions in my mind. So let's dive deep into our conversation.
Go ahead.
So when did you actually realize that you wanted to become a writer?
Yeah, actually, I've always wanted to become a writer. When I was a kid, I used to tell stories. That was my passion. So I used to write a lot of them in my diary. But I never thought that writing could become a profession. I had heard of authors, but then I thought that English people who write good English can become good, great authors. But I was not very good at the language. So I never thought that I could become a professional writer. Till I was in my engineering college, that's when I realized that I really like storytelling. After that, I did my MBA. So I started actually writing. At that time, blogging was new in India. So I started writing blogs. When I came to my company, the blog was still going on. I had no idea how many people actually read it. I never shared it except with my friends. But one day, one of the person in my company, he told me that there is something, a feature called counter that you can put on your website that will help you know how many people are actually reading it. So when I put that counter, I realized there were 600 people.
Oh, wow.
600 people are actually reading my blog and I had no idea. Yeah, so that's when I thought that, you know, maybe I am a good writer. And then I met one friend. He told me about content writing as a profession. I had no idea what this content writing was. Whenever I get an opportunity, I never miss one. So I jumped and I started writing.
Awesome. Okay. So what books did you actually grow up reading?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, there was one story. I don't remember the exact name of the book, but it was something about, you know, moonbeam bunnies and sunbeam bunnies. It was a story book. That was the first ever book I loved, and that I fell in love with the story world.
Okay.
I used to be a bookworm, even as a child. And this was one of the books. I loved it. And after that, I started telling stories to everyone. I used to actually tell some fake stories of my life to my friends also. So that was really fun.
Okay. You said you are a bookworm, so you must have read a lot of books. So was there any particular book, like after reading that, you got inspired by the writing? And then you came to the thought that one day even I need to become an author. Did you feel like that at any moment?
Actually, whichever book I read, I always feel the same way that I also want to write. And I used to write stories initially. Then when I came to know about blogging, I started writing blogs. So otherwise, I've read a lot of books. Most of them were stories. As kids, we mostly read storybooks. Otherwise, I used to read course books.
Fine. So when did you actually recognize that this is your passion? At what point did that come to your mind?
Actually, I did a lot of experiments with my life. I tried photography. I used to think I'm passionate about it. I did Excel analysis. I used to think I'm passionate about it. Then I started web designing. I used to think I was passionate about it. And writing was always going on. But I used to do it as a hobby. And then when I realized that all my other passion areas were temporary, the longest stretch was for photography. But writing was the only thing that never went away. That's when I realized that this is something which is going to stick. Otherwise, I'm like a monkey. I keep jumping from here, there. I'm very curious about learning.
Okay. How do you feel after you've started as an author?
Yeah, I feel like writing is my oxygen now. I can't live without it.
Okay. So let's come to your writing. You have published 3 self-help books, right?
Yeah.
What books are those?
So that is basically focused on writers. So it's on storytelling and on writing a book itself. Writing a self-help book and the diary for writers. Third is a story and it's for kids actually, for teaching them stories. And along with that, they also learn some vocabulary.
Okay. How long does it usually take for you to write a book?
It depends actually. It could take anything from 15 days to even 2-3 years. Like one of the book that I'm trying to write, it's been quite long time, 3 years. That's a fiction novel that I'm writing. It's a fantasy novel. It's been 3 years already. I've written around 250 pages and still not anywhere close to completion. And the first book that I wrote for my kid, actually, there was no plan for publishing, but I was trying to find out a book like that, but I was not able to. So I wrote a book and I published it. It took me only 7 days. Another book, I could do it in 20 days. Third book, I was able to do it in 30 days. So it's different, actually.
Okay. From your experience, do you feel that it is easier to write a fiction compared to a non-fiction?
Actually, both have their own challenges. For me, I am a pantsy writer. So it's like when I'm writing a fiction book, I just get into the character. And then I flow with the character. So it's like I'm living the character's life.
Okay.
And to a certain extent, it looks easier, but it's not, because there is a point of time when you have to get out of the character and live in your real life. And then getting back into that character is such a long break that you keep forgetting things. And sometimes it happens that you're not in the right mood. So it depends a lot on your mood. The fiction thing. But with nonfiction, the challenges are different. I mean, even if you're not in the exact mood, you can still write, because sometimes you have to do research and write. But the logical connection that you make, the flow, the structure that you create in the book, till that structure is 100% clear, till the thoughts and concepts are 100% clear, it's like you can keep jumping from here and there. So it's a different challenge. So both are very different, and the challenges are also very different.
Okay. I feel like it's somewhat equivalent to acting, where you get into the character and then come out. Yeah. Similar to that. Yeah, but only when you get into that character fully, people, when they read, they will feel that connection, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So what kind of research do you actually do before you start writing a book? We need to generate ideas and all, right? So how do you research and then go writing a book?
Yeah, I'm basically a regular researcher. Even professionally, I do a lot of research. So research is a habit. For everything, I'm doing a research. Even if I'm writing a small post, I'll do a research related to that. For a book, I usually come up with an idea first. There is a concept. And after the concept is developed, I create an outline, which is like a tentative outline. So my core idea is fixed. That's based on my experience, my understanding of the world. And after that, when I start converting those that outline into the chapters, then I realize that there is some information that I need to support my arguments. Maybe I need some stories, facts, theories, explanations. Then I start researching. Like right now, I'm writing this book that is on growth mindset and learning. Like it's basically about you should learn and you should never stop learning. So I have to do a research on what are the theories related to learning, related to growth mindset. And I have to also cover a few stories of people who have been learners.
Okay. So when you write a self-help book, you have to actually come up with so many things, right? In depth.
Yeah. Even in fiction, you have to do research. Like a non-fiction, you'll be doing technical research, okay? You know what are the fixed areas, facts, theories, stories.
Right.
You know what to research. But in fiction, you have to research even the clothes. Okay, this style, what do we call this style? It's an A-line dress. I should know that. And I have to even research on my expressions, how my eyes' color will look. How when I smile, then how should I describe my smile? How should the hair look, texture? How do I explain that? So the research required for a fiction book is much more than nonfiction.
Wow. And it's more of imagination.
Yeah.
So according to you, what do you think are the important elements of a good writing?
So one thing is that clarity.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen many new writers, they keep writing, but then after you read it, it makes no sense because they directly start writing on paper. I never start writing immediately. Even if I'm writing a book, I first straighten my thoughts in my head and only after that I write. So this the process of ideation is the most important. If it is not crisp, then you will keep writing forever and your work will never be finished. So that is one thing. And other things about writing is that you should know what is the result that you're expecting. Result in the sense, what is the feeling or what is the realization that you want to give to the reader? Like in terms of fiction, do you want to inspire the reader? Do you want to, you know, threaten the reader? Do you want to make that person feel the shivers? What is the feeling that you want to create? It's something you must know.
Okay. Which was the hardest time when you were writing?
Okay. The hardest time is still that novel that I'm writing. Okay. Because It's been 3 years already and the characters are literally floating in my head every day and night. But still when I, you know, sit down to write, because it's a fantasy book. So I have to cover a few mythologies or I have to create mythological structures. And the fantasy characters have all those, you know, wings or magical powers. So I have to also learn the vocabulary of these magical powers, which is not already what we know.
Right.
So, and how to describe it is a big challenge.
Yeah. So when you want to, you know, get some advice or thoughts on how you have to go about it, where do you go and look for?
Yeah, sometimes I talk to my friends who are also writers. Otherwise, I take a lot of courses. I've actually, on writing itself, I've taken more than 100 courses. I think I've completed 40. So I am also doing a course on writing, repeating kind of, because just to, you know, brush up my skills. Other than that, I read a lot of books on writing itself. And besides this, sometimes I take help from myself. So it's like, I imagine myself as an already published author 5 years down the line. You are on the stage and actually I am taking an advice from me as the coach version. So if nothing works, then this works.
Very nice. So according to you, do you see writing as a kind of a spiritual practice or therapeutic practice?
Definitely. It is. And I have actually used it purely therapeutically or spiritually. Like whenever I have a problem in life and I talk to people I know, even my coaches, my sister or my friends, and sometimes I'm not satisfied with the solutions that they are giving or somehow my problem is not getting sorted. So what I do, I start writing. And as I'm writing, the solutions automatically come.
Wow, nice. What risks have you taken with your writing that you feel that has been paid off?
Yeah, so when I was in 2010, I was working with a company, good salary, and it was a really nice job. And it was not even pressure, though it was sales job, but then our boss was really good. Everything was going fine. Then I wanted to become a writer. I just wanted to leave the job. So I left the job. My ex-husband, he actually said, if you're going to leave the job, then you'll have to leave me also. You stay with your job, stay here, because I cannot take care of the entire expenses. It's difficult for me. So it was not just the job that was on the line, but my relationship was also on the line. But then when I wanted to do it, I just said, fine, I'll go from here. I shifted to Nagpur. 3 months I stayed there, but I left my job. After that, I came back. I just do what I want to do.
That was a really bold decision, right?
Yeah.
And it really paid off for you. That's worth it, actually.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the best way to improve the writing skills?
So first thing is that they must understand that practice makes one perfect. That may sound cliche, but that's true. The more you write, the better you become. And another thing is that understand writing not as a game of words.
Mm-hmm.
It's the game of thoughts. You should be able to streamline your thoughts. So that flow has to be there. Treat everything that you're writing, even if it's a blog article, nonfiction stuff, even if it's a news piece, anything is a story.
Mm-hmm.
When you put everything you're writing in a story structure, a flow is created. So your thoughts are important to align. And of course, practice is very important. And you read. Read a lot. Because when you read, you get to understand how people write. You know why you're liking something or not writing. And there's a special technique that you can use to read. Like a normal reader will read to understand concepts, but a writer will read to understand the thoughts of the writer. It comes with experience and practice. But when I read, it's a very different way of reading. And it's like, I'm so used to reading as a writer that I cannot go beyond one page. The moment I read one page, I get an idea, I start writing.
Yeah, that's nice. What has helped or hindered you most when writing a book?
Helped anything which I enjoy, like music, going out in nature, or talking to a friend, or just roaming around talking to self. There's so many places you can find inspiration. Even if you're seeing something really boring, from that also you can find inspiration. That's the beauty of writing. Hindering, yes, when there is an interruption, while I'm writing, I'm doing something, somebody comes, asks me to leave what I'm doing and do something else, I get very, really pissed off because I cannot leave my thoughts in between. So that is an interruption. So normally what I do, I ignore. Whoever is that person, sometimes I even ignore my kid because I'm in a flow. That's a consistent complaint from my family.
Uh-huh.
I ignore them. But then I cannot leave my thoughts because the once I leave them, then getting back the same thoughts, impossible.
Okay. What advice would you give to a writer working on their first book?
Yeah, so first advice I would give is be very clear about why you are writing this book. Because book writing is not so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because after a certain point of time, you realize that it's big work and you tend to get demotivated. Okay, and it's like, you cannot go on unless that passion is there. If you have a real reason, don't write the books just to sell.
Right.
Write a book that is really close to your heart. So, for example, this fantasy novel that I'm writing, I know even if it takes me 5 years, I will still complete it because it's really close to my heart. So that is one advice I'm going to give. Write about something that's really close to your heart. Second is don't second guess the marketplace. You never know how your book is going to do. But if it's coming right out of your passion, then yes, it is already a bestseller material.
That's well said. So what tips would you give for aspiring authors?
First, they think that they cannot write a book because it's a long form of content, which is too much of work. So that barrier has to go.
Mm.
Anybody can write a book as long as you have the right thoughts in place. It can take time.
Right.
Maybe some book can be written in, even I have written a book in 7 days and another book 3 years, I'm still not able to finish. Okay, so some painters have also taken like 5 years, famous painters, to complete one painting.
Mm.
So don't worry about, book taking time or maybe you are not experienced, because while you're writing, you learn along the way.
Right. Okay. So Pooja, tell us, how much has your life transformed after you've started following your passion?
Yeah, so I think I was able to design my own life. Mm-hmm. Earlier, my schedule was decided by my employer. Now I decide my own schedule, and it's not just my schedule. I also decide what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to write, what should I write? Who should be my client? What should be the topic I want to write? What time should I write? When should I deliver? My clients actually never give me deadline.
Okay.
They ask me, okay, we have to write an article. I give them topic. I give them description. I give them timeline, and I deliver. So it's like my life is in my control.
Right.
I am designing my own. So I write scripts for my own videos. I create videos and I publish them. I'm also asking other people to follow my scripts, and they are adding to the videos. So it's like everything I'm doing, it's my own design. Nobody's telling you what to do. So that's the biggest change that you can have when you are into this world. Yeah, if you're working for a company as a writer, then this won't happen. But if you're working for yourself as a freelancer, you can completely design your life.
Okay. So what advice would you like to give to people who want to follow their passion and take that up as a career?
Yeah, so first thing is that they should be very so passionate about their career that they should not be willing to compromise on that. On the way, they will have to compromise some other things for sure. It is not going to be an easy path. Sometimes you also have to struggle with relationships because they think that your passion is not going to pay you enough.
Right.
So they are being concerning, but then if you go by passion, maybe initially it would be difficult, but later on you don't have to worry. So you never leave your passion for anything or anyone. Just be yourself. That is one very important thing.
Okay. It was wonderful talking to you, Pooja, about all this, whatever you've mentioned so far. So now let's move on to the rapid fire round. Okay, wherein I'll be asking you 10 questions. It's a fun round. Okay?
Okay.
Shall we start?
Okay.
It's again more of writing only. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite book so far?
Indestructible.
Okay. If you can spend a day with another popular author, whom would you choose?
J.K. Rowling.
Wow, you're just so spontaneous. What books have you read more than once in your life?
Deep Work by Cal Newport.
Okay. When was the last time you Googled yourself?
Today.
Oh, really? Then I asked the right question. Okay, that's good. What did you actually find?
I usually check how many pages I appear on, and I see like up to 3 search pages. It's okay. Only me.
Okay, nice. What author in your genre do you most admire? One for fiction, one for non-fiction. Tell me like that.
Okay, Neer Eyal, the author of Indestructible for non-fiction. And Robert McKee is definitely a film writer, so he's both.
If you were not an author, what would you have been?
Maybe a photographer.
If you could tell your younger writing self anything, what would it be?
I'll tell her to start writing and stop wasting time.
What is the biggest lesson you have learned in your life so far?
There actually, every day is a lesson for me. Every day you get to learn new things. So I cannot say just one lesson. But one thing I have discovered that's about myself, that if you don't have any skill on this earth, no talent whatsoever, but you know how to learn, you can do anything in your life.
Wow, that's nice. Would you like to share something about yourself that your readers don't know?
Actually, I'm an open book. I keep talking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to ask me specific thing, I am a dreamy person. I easily get lost into my stories and my thoughts, basically. And it's like, you know, even if you're literally sitting beside me and talking for 1 hour, and after that you ask me, okay, I won't know what you have spoken.
Oh, okay. So most of the time you are into that imaginary world, thinking about characters and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were to time travel, what would you be doing?
Then I will go back to the day when I was much younger, and I will be my own coach, and I will give her motivation because I used to be very shy, like literally shy. So shy that I could not even order a dish to a waiter. I would give her confidence. You're not alone. I'm with you.
Okay, fine. We have one more last question to go. Before that, what is your message to the listeners?
follow your passion, and there is like there's just one life. No matter how many lives about lives people talk about, but truly it's just one life. If you don't follow the passion today, when will you do that? I mean, your life is literally not fixed. You don't know how long you're going to live. So why wait? Okay, one day I will retire, then I'll do something. Oh, there's no such thing. I mean, even at 18 years of age, some people lose their life. So why wait? Just follow your passion.
Okay. So we have come to the last section of this round. The question is, if you are given the power to change the world in a day, what is the one thing you will do?
I will make them not hate anyone.
But how is it possible to do that? All are human beings, right? It's not possible to change their mind so fast.
It's like, you know, belief system is there. And if you believe that every human being is wonderful, not to be hated, that one belief can be planted, then why not?
Amazing. That's good. And if one person changes, you know, that will keep spreading. It just goes, you know, the positivity.
Yeah.
If it keeps going, then I think the world will be a better place to live.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So it was very nice, Pooja, that you've come and shared a lot of tips and your writing journey. I'm sure, you know, many of them would get inspired. And all the best for all your future endeavors. And thank you so much, guys, for spending your time with us in listening to this episode. I'm sure it would have added a lot of value to your life and given you clarity of how to live your passion with a purpose. So if you enjoyed listening to this episode, do subscribe to my podcast and share it with your friends, families and colleagues and give it a 5-star rating. Please don't forget to leave your comments and what you think about this episode. You can connect to me on Instagram at Power of Passion, and I will catch you next week on another inspiring episode of Power of Passion. Until then, stay safe and most importantly, do what you love. Thank you.